The Clash at 94.9 The River with Ken Bass and Deb Corson at 6:39. We have a special guest in studio, and I don't think we've ever had a special guest in studio this early in the morning.
Never.
Except for maybe the donut guy when we just yelled to him going down the hall.
Oh, or when we talked to him before he took off on his trip to teach in
another like
country,
that.
Jared,
I think that
right?
That was it, yeah.
But never.
No stranger to the River Studios, though,
yeah. United Way, Treasure Valley is here.
Good morning.
Well,
if there were ever times to shake things up, this is it, right?
Oh, yeah. These are strange times indeed.
They are strange.
All the weirdness. But we have to keep our community strong and our identity for what our community looks like. And that's where United Way comes in.
Yeah, thank you for that. So United Way is our community uniter. And we have been very busy, as we all have. But we've been very busy doing what we do extremely well here just over the last several days. And that's identifying resources, help make sure that we have correct information, that we are supporting our nonprofits so they are well to provide their services. And because this is such a unique experience, normally in crisis times, our instincts as Idahoans is to come together, to get together and do something, lift with our hearts and our hands. Obviously, we can't do that right now. So we're having to rethink even volunteer systems and support systems. So United Way has established several resources and will be continuing to do that over the next several days. The first one is in concert with the Idaho Community Foundation and the Idaho Nonprofit Center. United Way has established a statewide COVID-19 relief fund, and I believe the governor's actually going to be speaking about this later today. Mm-hmm. So if you would like to contribute to a pooled fund that will be directed to communities and programs who are either providing the highest needs or communities of highest needs, this is the singular place for Idaho to do this. So it's a statewide fund. You can also contribute to a region. So if you just want to contribute to Treasure Valley or to Twin Falls, for example, you can do that. So you can find that link at United Way's website. Mm-hmm. UnitedWayTV.org. You'll see a link right at the very top of the page. The fund is being managed by the Idaho Community Foundation, so you will also find the link on their website.
It's a grant type thing,
right? It will be a grant to high-performing, known community organizations who can deliver needs very quickly back into our community through a micro-grant system. So we already have had a couple of major corporations provide some significant seed funding, which is great. This is evolving quickly, so stand by. But if there's something you want to do today, if you are at home or just feeling like there's something I need to do in support of this evolving crisis, here's something you can do immediately. You can contribute some financial resources in support of organizations who have the capacity to identify and serve populations that are most at risk. Or, for example, we want to ensure people stay economically stable.
Yeah.
So we'll make sure that these resources are also prioritizing programs that can help with that.
Okay, and this is, I just clicked through. So this is a donation via credit card. You may have some other avenues available down the line.
If folks would like to mail in a check, they are welcome to do that. That information is also available there. There's an address at the bottom. Again, it would go to the Idaho Community Foundation COVID-19 Idaho Relief Fund. So a check. We are not doing in-person collections. No, no penny drives, please. We appreciate that.
That would be counteractive.
This is just different. We have to think differently. Yeah. So it is the online link is set up to accept a credit card contribution, or if you prefer to send in a check, you are welcome to do that.
Okay. We'll have that link up on our Facebook page, too.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So the other thing we want to share with folks is that we have been in contact with all of the major grocery chains, particularly Albertsons, part of that uniting, to get correct information to folks. The supply chain is fine. If we all can just take a breath, the supply chain is fine. Most of the goods and services, or the goods at least, that come into grocery stores are manufactured inside the United States. In fact, in Idaho, we manufacture a lot of this stuff. So if you see, oh my gosh, we're out of sugar, remember that about 15 miles up Idaho Interstate
84.
Yeah, it's a sugar beet factory.
Yes.
Yep.
So we have multiple sugar sources right here in Idaho. So just give the stores an opportunity. Give them a little grace.
Mm. All right. To restock. And if you did note, speaking of Albertsons, and I know that even Fred Meyer has the same deal, is that, yes, they are getting supplies in, but they don't have people to put it on the shelves. So be extra patient. And
right.
If you can, or it is appropriate for you to work, they do need help right away.
Yeah, absolutely. Oh, yeah. So here's a job leveling opportunity, mm-hmm. actually, for restaurant workers and others who are being temporarily displaced. The grocery chains are hiring fast and furious.
Mm-hmm.
So it may not have been what you wanted to do with your spring break, but there are plenty of jobs, and they would like to hear from you quickly for exactly what you mentioned, to ensure that they have stockers, that they have folks working in the warehouse system to move the product as it's coming in semi-load after semi-load, to get it back onto the shelves as quickly as they possibly can. The supply chain is okay. We're not going to run out of TP in the big scheme of things. We just need to be patient. So also, you probably heard last night that Albertsons announced special store hours,
yes.
and times for folks, senior citizens, elderly population, folks who are otherwise health compromised, and expectant moms. So Tuesdays and Thursdays from 7 a.m. to 9 a.m. at your local Albertsons will be a dedicated shopping time for high-risk population. So they're asking those of us that are not in that category to pace ourselves and avoid those times, to leave the stores available for folks who are sheltering in place or quarantining at home, give them an opportunity to come and restock their refrigerators and so forth. So this is truly an opportunity where it takes a community to get through this crisis. So we have to be thoughtful together.
Yes.
Lots of opportunities for people to help in innovative ways. Certainly start with financial gift to the COVID-19 Idaho Relief Fund is a great way to do that. And over the next several days, we'll have lots more information for you on ways you can help, things you can do, things not to do.
That's a good thing to know, too.
Sometimes good intentions actually snowball the wrong direction.
And I will tell you an example of how I saw that. People who are like, oh, I see lots of diapers at this store, so I'll buy them all. And then you contact me if you want diapers. So that doesn't help people. It's in your soul to help. And you think that's a good way to help, but there are better ways to offer assistance.
Exactly. Yeah. Let the folks who know how to get resources to the populations in need, let them do their job. Support them financially. That's the best way you can help organizations get resources to the right place. Don't assume that you know how to distribute diapers, or we had somebody yesterday who was buying lots of baby formula because she'd heard somebody else needed baby formula. Please don't do that. It really does create.
I mean, you can help a neighbor if they're needing something. You go to the store and get something for them.
But that's a direct shopping.
Yeah,
that's very different than just sort of wanting to do a grand gesture. Let the people, let the systems, the nonprofit organizations, and government organizations who know how to do this, let them do it. Support them, and then let them do it.
And you feel free to come back anytime and bring us up to date on all these things.
I will
going
be
on.
Happy to do that. So, if you want information on community resources immediately, Idaho 211 Careline, you can just dial the number 211, or you can go online to Idaho 211 Careline. They have navigation services to help with housing, childcare, et cetera, and we will definitely be back with more helpful resources.
All right.
Thank you, Nora.
Thanks so much.